Thank you.
Not craft.
Time back on.
That's not craft, big boy.
Welcome to the Captain's Run, sponsored by Zurich. It is the Deeds Podcast, formerly known as the Deeds Podcast. Now, out with the old, no more Benny Gibson, although he is making an appearance at some point during the show. No more Clint Stanaway, Katie Price, Tom Morris, we've tried them all. We feel like this is going to be the one. I'm going to have a numerous amount of guests throughout the shows. Up here in Manly in our hub, unfortunately, we only got a choice of 63 people and 60 of them are quite boring. So we will rotate probably three. My first guest was actually on the podcast last week, but he's making an appearance back on it again. We'll get to him very, very soon. But the reason for the podcast change, we are up here in a hub and we do have a lot of spare time. And as much as we all want to do our set shop practice in that spare time, you have to do something else away from football every now and then. And this hasn't consumed me too much that I've forgotten to do set shop practice, but I thought, why not get a deeper insight into the Melbourne Football Club, both past, present, and talk about all things Demons, not just on the field, although that would be a heavy topic, especially in the situation we're in now, 1-3, which we all know, and we're all hoping that changes this week against the Suns, but also a take on how these guys are handling the hub, both from a mental point of view and a physical performance point of view. So I will get to my first guest, and he'll be a regular co-host on the Captain's Run. If I ever say Captain's Call, it's because that's the one that I wanted, Captain's Call, but the producers have gone with Captain's Run. But we'll say Captain's Run. And my first guest is Angus Brayshaw. So welcome, Angus.
Thanks for having me, Max. That was a great start from you. First take out of the blocks.
It was unscripted.
Unscripted. You've just gone and nailed it. So thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And obviously, first pick for mine.
Yeah, thank you. Noted.
There's only 63 people here in this hub, and you needed to pick someone with charisma.
I've finally beaten track in a draft pick, so I'll take that.
I still would have taken McCartan, though.
Oh, geez. Okay, yeah. Well, that's probably fair. I'm not sure where they're hubbing, though, so default.
I don't think McCartan's in the competition anymore, is he?
We'll have to check that one. Fact check. We've got a fact checker somewhere.
Yeah, I think he's hubbing in Victoria.
We've con hard early.
We have. So life in Manly, we're up here. We're in a 5-week, maybe longer hub. Mm. I don't like the word hub. I like performance center.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it.
Which so many people have been through this hub over the last sort of 4 or 5 weeks from interstate teams, and now it's Victoria's turn.
Yep.
How have you adjusted to being hotel bound for the first 4 days while sort of staring at this beautiful beach that we've got in our background?
Yeah, it's weird. When we travel interstate, this is probably as long as we'd ever stay. So I still feel like I'm on an interstate trip and I'll be coming back in the next couple of days. Obviously, that's not the truth, but that's how I'm sort of feeling at the moment. So I'm doing all right so far. But how long have we got left? A few weeks still to go. Still about 28 days. And they've extended the quarantine back in Victoria. So I think we'll be right. We've got a good, as you know, Max, I'm not talking to you about the quality of our group, but for the listeners at home, we've got a really connected group. So we've got activities galore inside the hub, the performance centre. And hopefully they'll let us out soon. So no more ping pong and card games and stuff. We'll actually be able to get outside, because you're right, we're sitting up here now, and podcasts are not a visual medium, but we've got a beautiful view that unfortunately we haven't been able to make the most of. So I'm looking forward to getting out there and
swim. I normally didn't have one good word to say about Sydney, but now I love it. They've let us in.
Same.
It looks beautiful. I haven't seen too much. I've been able to get a coffee, and the coffee's great.
Yeah, good coffee.
Not as good as Melbourne. Melbourne obviously is known for its coffee. But I've got to be careful, because Sydney have let us into their state, so I don't want to say anything bad about the beautiful state of New South Wales.
They probably could kick us out if we rub them the wrong way. I don't think the Premier of New South Wales is listening at the moment, but if we build up a viewership, then potentially this gets back. So we got to be nice to them, I think.
Well, and to build up a viewership, you know what you got to do. You got to go controversial.
Early. Yeah. So let's start picking off some targets.
Maybe we'll leave New South Wales for later on in the podcast. Maybe the last week when we can get kicked out.
Sure. Yeah, all right.
We are both very grateful to be able to continue our job. We're very lucky to be able to still play AFL and keep the industry alive, and we understand that we have left behind a lot of people that are struggling, and Yeah, I have no complaints about being here in Manly, although we are in a hotel, but it will get a little bit easier for us as we go on through the hub, and it seems like it's just going to get harder for the people we've left back home. And we understand majority of our supporters are Victorian, and hopefully this is a half an hour in their day, in their week, that they can look forward to and bring a little bit of joy. But we completely understand that we've got a role within this industry to keep it going, and we'll be head down, bum up, making sure that we try and get some wins to bring some joy to footy supporters. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I think friends and family already are sort of feeling the pinch at home on my end, and I'm not sure about how your family's going, but it's not going to get a lot easier over the next 6 weeks. So if this is a small thing we can do, Max, I'm happy to do it.
Well, easily the biggest feeling I've felt since being here is more around shame for what I've left back at home and having to be in Victoria. Not that I really had an option to bring my wife up here because she does work full time, but for me to be able to escape Victoria and be able to still follow my dream and my passion of playing AFL football, and my wife to be back home, probably locked up for 6 weeks. That's the feeling I've got with me in shame, and I'm presuming a lot of people have similar feelings. So
a little bit guilty is we get to come up here and they're stuck down there sort of thing, and why us? But it's the way it is, Max, and I think we've just got to make the most of the situation because the clock keeps ticking. It doesn't wait for anyone. So if we get too caught up on that, then we'll get left behind. We got a game to play this weekend.
We do have one extreme negative up here. I don't like to touch on the negatives, but we are sharing a hotel with the Brisbane Lions, and Steph Martin plays for the Brisbane Lions, used to play for Demons. He's very annoying.
So there's our first target. Go hard at him.
In fact, I might get him on the podcast one day if that's allowed for COVID rules. I'm not sure, but he is. I mean, he was 1.5 metres away from me when we were passing by in the lift before, so I'm sure I can get him in the podcast.
Yeah, sure.
But we're sharing a hotel with the Lions. Any interactions yet?
Bumped into Lachie Neal earlier, and he's mates with Andrew from Fremantle days. So Andrew, my younger brother.
Oh, yeah, your brothers play AFL, don't they?
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. So I said g'day to Lock. Who else from Brisbane? Probably not. I mean, I'm a friendly guy, Max. I'd say g'day to anyone walking through the corridor, but they're our competition, aren't they? It's going to get a bit awkward at some points, especially I think for you and Steph, because wasn't he the premier ruckman at Melbourne for a while, and then you were sort of his understudy?
Well, what happened in 2011, I was playing VFL reserves, which was a great standard of competition.
Sure.
And Mark Jamar hurt his knee in the AFL, and Jake Spencer hurt his knee in the VFL.
Yep.
And Paul Johnson hurt his knee in the VFL all in the same week. So three ruckmen went down. So I made a late grab VFL ones the next week. Steph was playing AFL.
Yep.
And then me and Steph became a partnership for 4 weeks.
Wow.
And then Jamar came back, and I went back down and did my time in the VFL. But no, I got along with Steph great guns. Very, very close friend of mine. Looking forward to potentially getting a coffee with him if allowed. You spoke about Andrew and Hamish.
Yes, I did.
I'm not sure if you spoke about Hamish, but you definitely spoke about Andrew.
Yes, I mentioned Andrew by name.
Yes. They've both been in the hub.
They have, yeah.
And they're both at the end of the hub, and they're both probably, as a team point of view, not got what they wanted out of the hub in terms of wins. Have they spoken to you in terms of what worked, what didn't work, and how we should go about ours?
Yeah, I speak to them a fair bit.
Yeah, well, that's because they're your brothers, really.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah it is. So I speak with them a bit. For those who don't think that's obvious, I just wanted to explain that. And it's interesting from a hub point of view, how two different teams, obviously, the way they've gone about it's been really different. And I'm not going to go into details, but there's the potential for some teams some groups to say we're up in a hub, performance center, if you will, Max, and we're here, we're just going to have a holiday and kick back and take it easy. And then there's, I think, the potential to go too far the other way and overschedule everything. And I'm not saying that they were either end of that extremes, but it's just interesting hearing them reflect on it. And I think that, it's going to be important to find a middle ground, because whilst, we are, it's a beautiful, beautiful spot we're in, and, it's a bit of a, we're not at home per se, we're still up here to work. So I think there's a bit of a balance to find, and I think personally have taken away a few things from both their experiences, but they enjoyed it overall, to be honest. They're both young and both love footy, and they lifted the golf restrictions early, so they're both keen golfers and were able to get out and have a hit. I'm not sure when they head back, but I think it's pretty soon. I think the most important thing, if you're looking at the experience, is how the team performed. And as you said, I don't think either probably got what they wanted out of it. So, hopefully I can take a few things from both of their experiences and get some improvement from our team.
Yep. Ideally, that answer's too long. Just going forward.
Yep.
With your answers. This is a half an hour to 35 minute podcast.
Sure.
And we've got a lot of things planned. Including calling your mum at some point in this podcast. There's a question that I really want to ask her.
Sure.
That's been on my mind a lot ever since the interclub that we played at the MCG instead of playing the Bombers.
Yep.
I think you have a feeling where we're going with that.
But yeah, I do.
We'll call her a little bit later on in the show. There's two things that when someone says Angus Brayshaw, well, like, what does he love? What does he love doing? That really pops up in my mind.
Sure.
One's your love of wine.
Yep.
Which I have a strong passion for. Also have a wine bar, East End Wine Bar, Camberwell Road.
Camberwell Road, currently
closed for the next 6 weeks.
You're still doing Uber Eats type setup?
Uber Eats takes way too much of a divot, so they're not going to sponsor this podcast now. But no, you just go in, get a pizza on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a wine bar for takeaway.
That's great. You're allowed to go into East End and take away. Still.
You're allowed to take away, which is good. Yes.
I'd be doing that if I was still in Melbourne, I reckon.
So your love of wine, as we're saying, and also your love of Ed Langdon.
Lingers.
Which are two things that are quite prominent.
Yep.
So explain to me, one, as short as you can about wine, because we can both turn this podcast into a four-hour wine podcast.
Yep.
And then two, Langers. I understand you played footy with him at Dragons.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, it's your podcast, Max. I don't want to step on your toes. So
I
will keep it short. The love of wine came about as the footy culture, as you know, you come in and everyone, after a game goes out for a meal and has a beer. And I was never a beer guy, so I quickly found a better match made in heaven from a wine perspective, and it's sort of grown from there. And here I am,
yep.
6 years later. And as for Lingers,
yep.
Well, that's funny because if you'll let me have a bit of time here.
More than happy to.
I remember Lingers, I would have first come across him when we were 14 and 15, and we sort of were mates throughout that first 14, 18 sort of Sandringham Dragons program. And if you've met a more stereotypical Melbourne grammarian, I'd like to meet him because Lingers had the man bun, he had the white button-up Ralph Lauren, the rolled-up jeans, the R.M. Williams boot, and was just,
had never left the city of Stonington.
He didn't know what, he'd never been to Bayside because he turned his nose up at Bayside. Yeah. The city was, he's happy in Toorak.
Even Bundoora was a bit.
Hey. I don't know what, he doesn't know what Bundoora is. He's got a beautiful cover drive from playing, 10 years at Toorak Cricket Club, and I know exactly who Lingers is.
Yeah.
Then he goes to Fremantle. And 5 years later, 6 years later, he comes back to Melbourne and he's got a whole different outlook on life, which it really amuses me because...
Yeah. Drinks herbal teas.
Drinks herbal teas, uses keep cups constantly, is a surfer, like a bit of a hippie, bit of an indie, listens to Sticky Fingers flat out, and has just completely changed who he really is.
He's been
is.
Seven times, hasn't he, to he's, a Sticky Fingers
he's,
concert?
He's been live... to the Sticky Fingers band seven times.
That's phenomenal.
Front row, moshing it out.
Even though deep down, he rather was going to the senior school stage band. More him.
He's so hard trying to change who he really is. And the second I saw him, I was like, Lingers, what the hell are you doing, mate? Yeah. And he has been fighting this battle. It's an uphill battle. trying to maintain this facade of who he's trying to be. And he bought a joint in Fitzroy. Who are you trying to kid, Lingers? I see straight through it. So... he's a great guy and I've loved having him here, but I'm just slowly trying to bring out, because it's okay to be who you really are, Max.
Yeah, correct.
Why would you want to be someone you're not? It's too hard. So I'm trying to help him out and I'm having a bit of success. It's pretty funny.
That was a comprehensive answer and I'm glad I gave you the time for that.
Thanks, man.
Now our next segment, this is going to be quite hard, obviously, with two players to really get into the nitty gritty of the news.
Sure.
So we are going to get the podcast Melbourne's own favourite, Benny Gibson, just to give us a news update. We do have a sting for him, Angus, but we haven't recorded it yet. So this is our live sting.
Are we going to sing it?
I'll do my line and you do yours, okay? It's Benny Gibson.
He's got the news right now.
He's got the news.
That is a great introduction, Max. Thanks for having me on after getting me sacked from inside Melbourne.
No worries. Well, I've still got you on because obviously salary-wise, we've still got to pay you.
It's a sympathy job. It's a sympathy job.
And I didn't get the headphone memo either, but we didn't actually have enough room in our cases to pack for everyone, but glad you two have got them. I'm not a journalist, so I don't have any real breaking news. I'll try to give you some sort of insights, and I'll try to keep it short because you've already gone over 15 minutes, which was going to be the first half of the show.
I think the first episode is allowed to go 40.
Can be a bit longer. Yeah.
Let us off the leash.
All right. So first up, England won for 35 against West Indies overnight.
It's phenomenal that cricket's been waiting this long and it rains on the first day in England.
Yeah, it's not surprising.
And they have a 140 kilo off spinner playing for the West Indies.
The tra.
All right, so the rest will be footy-based, but I thought we'd throw one in there. It's relevant, live sports back internationally. Yep. Lockdown in Victoria, obviously the big news. According to Google, 437 cases in the past 3 days, which is why we're up here. I thought I'd raise the fact that the COVID tests in Sydney only go one nostril. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did notice that. Although we had three young ladies who were doing our testing. And
which one did you get?
The two furthest away from the door. We're quite generous as you could, but there was one that did a run up, and she took a backswing right up your schnozzer.
You don't have to explain that to me. I'm still bleeding out of my right nostril. She's like, I'm sorry about this, and then just proceeded to hackage.
But it is a one nostril test.
Yeah, the word did get around that was happening. Neville Jetta offered to buy me lunch to take my spot in the line. I said, that's not worth it for me, Nev. So.
That's the first time Nev's ever offered to buy anyone lunch.
Drive by. We love it. Taking scalps here.
So we've brought 33 players up to the hub, left 12 back in Melbourne. What was the thought process behind that?
Obviously, it's a performance hub. So we're trying to win games. And the 33 people that were closest to playing a game, to in a condensed group in a hub, we thought was the best option at the time. Looking back on it now, with everything that's happened in Victoria, I do feel I would like to be around that whole group. But it's a balance that we've got going, and we're making sure. We've got guys like Matty Egan, our doctor Zishan, our number one physio and Joel Ames are all back in Melbourne, and they're handling that group. And from all reports, that group's trained really well this week. It's going to get harder and harder for them with restrictions in Victoria, but hopefully there might be a way they might be able to come up at some point.
With those restrictions, 6 weeks of lockdown in Victoria. Sounds like we could possibly be here longer than the 32 days. The word is they might start cramming games in. What are your thoughts on playing potentially twice a week?
Yeah, I'm a big fan, personally, from watching sports all over the world. I know ours is probably a little bit more bruising in the way we play, in terms of we run the same as a lot of sports, but we also have the contact. And therefore can take longer to recover. But watching soccer and NFL, soccer and NBA, mainly, they back up sports on a Wednesday a lot. And to be able to play a feature game against Essendon potentially for our catch-up game in the middle of the week, prime time on a Wednesday night at 7:30, it sort of appeals to me. And I think that would override the soreness I feel in my body to get up for such a peak game. Angus, you similar opinion?
Yeah, I think so. I think Burgess as well, coming from a soccer background, he's got a heap of expertise in getting guys back up over a short turnaround, so I'd be happy to. And it's like, you know, the carnivals back in the day we used to play, so we've all done it before, and admittedly it's probably a little bit harder than under-12s footy, but I'm sure we'd find a way.
Now, no real surprises here. The VFL season has officially been cancelled. Casey Demons withdrew last week, but that's probably no major surprise. The grand final's always a talking point, could potentially be on the move. What are your thoughts on playing it in Sydney, perhaps, if you're lucky enough to play in it?
Yes, I would play a grand final absolutely anywhere. The MCG obviously has it for a long time. I'm an MCC member, so I'm a little bit biased around the MCG. So I would like it there, but I understand football industry needs to keep going no matter what. So I'd be open to playing it in different places, but I'm no logic around that answer because I do understand there is a long contract with the MCG, and ideally it would be played there.
As far as club news goes, injury update, Charlie Spargo rolled his ankle in the practice match last weekend. Nothing else too major. Jonesy missed that practice match with a bit of soreness, but he should be right if selected this weekend. Now, touching on that practice match, I'm sure by the time people listen to this podcast, the teams will have been announced, but we've got Wiedemann in good form, Bennell in good form, Jetta performing. A few names really pushing their case, aren't they?
It's, I mean, you have to have some sort of inside knowledge to be able to run those three names. It just makes me think that you're covering yourself because you reckon those three names are going to come up. That's why you dropped three in particular.
I had a phone call with Matty Egan on Tuesday. He said they were the standouts.
Okay. So I have no idea as well at the moment. In fact, I think Hamish Brayshaw could be a chance at West Coast as well. We don't know at the moment.
No one knows. Who knows anything?
So he's a little bit nervous over there. But yes, Sammy's been good. It looks like we might need another tall forward, so hopefully he can come in. Harley, Neville, Nathan have all reacted really well to getting dropped, like Michael Hibbard did, and Hibbard's come on and got probably two best dons in a row. Although Angus thought he was pretty good against Geelong, but
did I?
Yeah, you said so, I think.
Did I?
Yeah,
can't remember that. I didn't think so.
So hopefully these names can come in at some point.
Now, just lastly, we've got to touch on Gold Coast. They've been unchanged the last 2 weeks. They've got a really solid squad together. Obviously Matt Rao out injured, but they've got some good young kids that we're certainly going to have to watch, aren't they? Don't they?
Yeah, they play a brutal brand of footy, especially around the midfield. And we felt that last time we played them and Marty Hall kicked the winner with seconds to go. But
and that was Tommy Mack hit the post.
Oh, point. That's right. Marty Hall got us back in it.
Yeah, with that, he kicked the snag, then Tommy hit the
post.
Good
little celebration through. From Marty Hall too.
Yes, it was. He hasn't kicked a goal since.
haven't played many games since.
No, yes. This is good wax from us. I like it. I like it. Look... Gold Coast, they just love contested ball. They love it in the contest. They love their clearance wins. They got some stars up forward now with King and Sammy Day duking them. Jared Witt's my opponent, reigning best and fairest winner for the Suns.
One of the most underrated ruckmen in the comp, probably.
Yeah, I do not like coming up against him. He's taller than me and stronger than me, which is very rare in this game. Oh, a lot are stronger than me, but not many are taller than me. So it's a nice little battle in the midfield as well. Yeah. We got Took Miller in there. Obviously, Matty Rao not there. Would have been interesting telling Jack Viney that he has to tag Matty Rao, but
that would have been very interesting.
It's not going to happen.
That's about it for my news. Do you think that was enough?
That was good. We might have to reduce your salary potentially if that's all you're bringing, but I like that.
Not much to take off it.
Thanks, Gibbo. We'll be back after this little break.
Thanks to our co-principal partner and podcast sponsor, Zurich Insurance. For over 100 years, they've been insuring the people and things you truly love. And just like you, they truly love footy and they truly love the D's.
Okay, we're back to the captain's run. Sponsored by Zurich. That's the second plug, probably the last. Actually, I might chuck them in at the end because they are a wonderful major sponsor for the football club. And I'll probably chuck in East End as well at some point, Angus. I mentioned at the start of the show that there's a couple of questions I had to ask your mum.
Yep.
We do have her on the line. Do you want to introduce your mum to the Demons podcast?
Yeah, of course, I'd love to. Welcome, Deborah.
Thanks, Angus.
It's good to have you. How are you?
Very well.
Now, Deborah, hello as well from Max. I do have my one major question. There's a couple of questions we'll ask. My one major question is, as you know, we weren't able to play Essendon due to a COVID scandal with Connor McKenna, and that game got postponed. So we ended up playing a scratch match on the MCG, where Simon actually described it, Goody, described it as a proper match. Let's take it as if it's a proper game and we'll go full on and try and get the most out of it. Now, I understand Angus wears a helmet due to concussion-related issues throughout his career, and it was your advice to potentially wear the helmet. He chose not to wear the helmet for that scratch match that was told by Goody that it was basically a full-on game. I just want your thoughts on that.
Well, I did pick that up, actually. I'd had a look at some photos and images of the game, and I saw that there was a helmetless Angus. And Angus, you actually told your mother a porky pie because I said, why weren't you wearing your helmet? And you said, you just had temporarily lost it and someone got it and you wore it after the game. Is that not true, Angus?
Look. My mother's, yeah, okay.
Your mother
I might have, but that's because, yeah. So the way I view it, and thanks for asking me, Max, about my opinion, is that it's not a real game until I'm playing an opposition who will take my head off if given the opportunity. I'd like to hope that if I'm backing into a pack, you wouldn't just line me up and take my head off and or just, you know, put a knee into my back or do something like that. That's my reasoning, Deborah. So, yes, I may have told you a little fib, but just from that's where my head's at. You would have seen a lot of photos of me that day because I had the ball on a string. But as for the helmet stuff, I put it on the second where we started playing the game next week against, was it Geelong? So you don't have to worry. I'm all right.
Deborah, just next time that happens, what do you want from me? Would you like me to go get the helmet and make sure he puts it on?
As the leader of the team, yes, that's, I'd really like that.
Okay, beautiful. I'll write that down.
That would be real leadership. Deborah, we're obviously going back into another 6 week hub, and I've lived with you and Dad for, geez, it would be going on 21 years, and neither of you are technologically inclined. So how are you going to go with, you're a school teacher by trade, how are you going to go Zooming?
I'm a bit of a Zoom expert, don't undersell your mother.
Well, I remember a lot of times.
I did work way around Microsoft Teams, it's teaching online,
yep.
So I'm actually upskilling myself.
Upskilling, well, because I can remember for 20 odd years, can Angus or Hamish or Andrew or William fix the TV? And by fix, you mean turn on or or get it to Foxtel?
That's
or,
not true, is it, Deb?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
No.
Angus, you're getting into a very bad track record of not telling the truth.
Oh. All right, we got one more, Deb, and then we'll let you get one back more to your busy, isolating life at the moment. Three AFL sons, and they're all in hubs, including potentially... I'm not sure if you say Luke Jackson and Trent Rivers are also your sons, as they,
yeah, they're my new boys.
As they, you are the host mother. That means five sons in hubs. How are you handling this?
Look, last time we went to lockdown, we actually had Andrew come over from Perth and stay with us. So when Luke and Trent were on the West Coast, we had at least had one son. And now it's going to be nobody. It's going to be very... Yeah, very, very quiet in the Brayshaw household for a change. Actually, I think I might like it.
Well, I remember when I left and Hamish and Andrew got drafted, you went about 2 weeks before you wanted to punch sticks in the face, so we might have to sort someone out for you.
Angus, that's three strikes.
three strikes, I'm out. Leave it there, huh?
All right, thank you so much for joining us, Deb.
No worries. Okay, see you
later. Angus.
See you, Mum. Bye.
All right, that was Deb. She told me a few things I didn't think she was going to say. She says you're a liar, Angus, and we probably got to address that at a later date.
Yeah, let's leave it for a different date.
Yeah, we got another segment. This segment I think is going to be one of my more favourite ones. We're going to call a random number in my phone that is a past player of the football club. And I do have a fair few obscure people that have played for the Melbourne Football Club. And the first number we have got has got us all the way down to Tasmania. And no, fans, it's not Jeremy Howe, unfortunately. We have got Mr. Colin Garland. How are you, Colin?
I'm going very well, Max. Thank you.
G'day, Cole.
Yeah, living the dream down here, mate. Living the dream.
That is good. Is there any sort of restrictions down in Tasmania at the moment, or you just can't come to civilization in Australia?
Well, how ironic is this? 12 years of Tassie jokes from you Melbourne D-heads, and suddenly we can do anything we want down here, and you guys have to flee the state just to be able to walk down the street for a coffee. So, no, we're laughing down here, mate. It's beautiful and sunny. I think it's 2 degrees. The
gorgeous.
Sun's out.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't felt my fingers in a month, but, yeah, it's good.
You can do anything you want, but can you play football? Is football happening in Tasmania?
We are kicking off on Saturday, so...
Wow.
Local leagues are up and about, so, yeah, kicking off on Saturday. You can't get paid for the first 4 weeks, so I'm a bit sore for the first month. After that, I'm up and ready to go.
they do call you Pockets Garland for a reason. Who are you playing for?
I'm just playing for a very local team down here called Dosa, so... Yeah, see how I go. I played in the State League last year, but I was a bit old by the end of it, so couldn't really move. So, yeah, taking it a bit easier this year.
Okay. And then my last hard-hitting question about Tasmanian football is, obviously, you're a very passionate Tasmanian. Is there or should there be a team in Tasmania over the next couple of years, and will you be involved in that team?
Well, what is this? What am I talking on? Does this go to the general public?
This goes to the Demons podcast. You can probably say whatever you want, really.
Right. I don't think there should be, and I don't think there will be. So, there you go. Oh,
that's some honest
feedback. Especially with COVID, you guys have stuffed everything. You've lost all the money in the game.
That's true.
You heard it here first. C. Garland has blamed Melbourne for not having a team in Tasmania. Yeah, well,
the players have got too much for too long. So, yeah, you've taken all the money out of the game, and now we're stuffed.
How's your knee, Cole? That's a hot topic as well. We know that Gorney's... That's the only thing Gorney talks about these days is how he had a few knee recos. So I heard you had a bad knee, and how's that going?
Mate, they actually aren't that bad. Like, seriously, you walk out of the basically operating room these days from a knee. So, no, the navicular was much worse, mate. The knee's fine. Just everything else. The older you get, the funnier it is, you don't want to run 2Ks or 3Ks stuff like that. So
you go to drastic excuses to not run them and go get your knee done.
Nah, the knee's fine. Thanks, Angus.
Nah, that's good, mate. Good to hear. Nah,
my body's actually pretty good at the moment.
We do have a lot of Demon fans who'll be listening to this who would remember C. Garland drafted back in 2007. Obviously, I didn't get there till 2009, but you still hadn't said a word by then. You were drafted with James Frawley and Ricky Pettard, who were they're mosquitoes. They're very loud. They buzz around. They bounce off walls. And you were quite the opposite. What was the demographic of the group and trying to be friends with James Frawley and Ricky Pettard? Tell us that first year.
It was interesting, mate. I think that, I mean, you don't have to be dead to be stiff. So getting to was obviously pretty tough. As you know, I mean, he's your brother-in-law or whatever he is now. So, it was an interesting dynamic. Those two guys are obviously good fellas. But, look, I just sat back and let them basically talk themselves out of the team. And I just kept my head down. So, we also had Isaac Wietra, who played a couple of games as well.
Oh, Wieters.
You lived with him, didn't you?
Yeah. What's that?
Did you live with him?
No, Chipper did.
Oh, and, Chipper did.
Actually, they both went on holidays and came back and they'd left their tap on with a plug in the sink. And that was 2 weeks later. Their whole house, they had to replace the whole carpet. The fridge had blown up. Absolute nightmare. But, I mean, how many times has Chipper done stuff like that, I guess?
Not the Chipper I know, surely.
Yeah, exactly. Now he's got a kid, for God's sake.
So, assuming they've got TVs down in Tassie Cold, you've been watching much of the Ds, and if so, what are your thoughts on the current state of the team? We're interested. This is the hot scoop.
Just be mindful, I do have a dump button.
Yeah.
I went and got the new TV from last week.
Yeah.
The other one had the remote shut down. No, I'm real positive. My theory is if we lose by 187 points to someone, then I'll start getting worried.
Yeah.
I was part of 186. So,
you had 15 kicked on you that day, didn't you?
What was that? You just broke up a bit.
I said you had 15 goals kicked on you that day down in Geelong, didn't you?
I'll take 15. That's what you're saying. Yeah, I'll take that. That's a bit more positive than I thought. I just think we've got a lot of new players. We just need a bit of time together. We've been quite unlucky.
Yep,
I like that.
I'm still behind us. I'm still behind us.
All right, that's the last questions I was going to ask you. Everyone that came on, is your favourite player currently the D's?
Who is my favourite player at the D's?
You got to quickly bring it up on Wikipedia. Yep.
Stephen May, probably.
Stephen May. Well, you've always been a backman. Yeah.
I told you he should be playing for four, but anyway, that's all good.
He plays like a poor man's Cole Garland, so I can see why you like him.
Yeah, good.
And our last question before we let you go, Colin, to whatever you're doing in Tassie restrictions, do you still go for the Mighty D's?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But when you're a Thai, boys, you'll find that you... you generally watch the blokes you know a little bit more, and obviously I know a little people on the D's. But of course, it's I would love to see you guys have some success in the next couple of years. But I also support Lyndon Dunn, but he never gets a game, so it's hard to support someone that doesn't play.
I completely agree with you.
I'm a big D's fan. Angus, get on the ground a little bit more, mate.
Thanks, Cole.
I'm not sure what's going on there, I'm a big fan. I always tip you. I always put some money on you on sports, but hasn't paid off yet. But anyway,
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that. But thank you, Colin. when you re-listen to this, the last 3 minutes might not be in it.
That's all right.
thanks for taking the call.
No worries, guys. Enjoy the Sydney.
See you, mate. That was C. Garland. Not sure if we'll run with everything he said. It's obviously very good. Colin played 141 games to the D's, finished second in the best and fairest. I'm not sure what year. Should have looked at my stats. I'm going to take a guess of 2015, but it could have been later or earlier.
And
unfortunately, Enrico ended his time at D's, and he then had to go back home for personal reasons, but seems very happy in Tasmania and obviously still a Demon supporter.
Which we love.
All right, that was C Garland. That was a great chat. Our last segment, and this is almost my most favourite segment, is we get to talk to the Melbourne supporters. Yep. The old podcast, the old Benny Gibson stale podcast, did the Facebook chat, which I think was a bit... You could hide behind a keyboard.
Exactly. Let's bring them into the mix.
Let's bring them in and let's hear their voice. Absolutely. And let's actually talk to the supporters. So a tweet went out, and the question was just a Max Gawn memory. Say the best Max Gawn memory, because obviously it's the Captain's Run, my podcast.
It's your podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, it won't all be Max Gawn-centric questions, but the first one was. And we do have someone who answered that question. We got James Plunkett. Jimmy, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Max. Thanks for having me.
No worries. You had...
Hang on. James Plunkett?
Yes.
So are you aware that we also have a James Plunkett for the people out in the world who aren't at the Melbourne Football Club? We've got a James Plunkett at our club as well. It's not the same guy.
Do we? Yeah, well, yeah. So no, it's not. You're not the James Plunkett that's currently in Sydney.
No, I'm not. But no, I do enjoy running with it when the best and fairest videos go up. I do run a good Snapchat of that.
That's unreal.
That's good. Do you know that he was a mediocre half backman for Carlton in the 1990s?
And the Bulldogs as well, was it?
Yeah, Bulldogs. Oh, geez, you are schooled up. You are schooled up. All right, Jim.
Yeah,
well
aware.
What's your memory?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was early on in your career, and I tweeted you. I didn't have many followers at the time, or I don't think you did either, actually, Maxie. But,
yep.
I just thought I'd get around you. You were my favourite player early, and then we obviously had the big rush in playing. So you were injured a fair bit early, and then. I thought I'd get around you, and you did follow me back, so I was pretty rapt.
So hang on a second, Jim. That, hang on, Jim. Jim, hang on. So
sort of jumped to greater heights. You've flicked me off.
No! The big Maxi Gawn's unfollowed you.
Yeah, so, probably due to my dribble on Twitter as well, but that's a different story.
So what's the favourite memory, him following you or him unfollowing you?
Probably the favourite memory would be him following me.
Yeah. So what do you reckon?
My least favourite memory would be the unfollow.
Jeez, yeah, that's a tough one.
When did I unfollow, just out of curiosity?
When I went on to make the tweet, I thought I'd double check, and no longer following. Oh, so,
well, I actually I can go groundbreaking news here. I actually did it 3 days ago. Sorry, big fella.
Oh, there you go. Jeez, even remember it as well.
So yeah. What was it?
I actually remember pressing the unfollow button.
Is that because you're now a two-time All-Australian?
No. Well, three times. So that's poor from you, Angus. But what I'm trying to do while I'm up in Manly is I'm trying to get out of this football bubble and embrace what Manly has for us. And James, you replied to a Super Footy tweet, I think, and it just popped up on my feed. And I said, well, I need to get this Super Footy off my feed. So I had to unfollow James at the time.
That's stiff.
Fair enough. I'll have to wear that.
Jim, you've been triggered LBW. It's hooping down leg side. It's nowhere near the stumps. And I don't know if I'd accept that if I were you. So,
is there any reviews left? Can I get a review in?
Send it straight upstairs.
What I can do is I will follow you as soon as I get back to Melbourne.
All right, I'll make sure I keep it to your word then.
Yeah, please do.
So you're a Melbourne supporter, I understand. Tell us about your love. Absolutely. Tell us about your love for the D's.
Well, I've been a supporter my whole life. I think I've been a member nearly 20 years. So,
yep.
Love the club. Through thick and thin, we've followed them as a family, and we're MCC members, and we go to the footy every week when we can, obviously can't at the moment, as a group of mates and as a family. So the Melbourne Footy Club means a lot. It's always there, and it's up and down. Doesn't matter. We're always there to support. So, yeah, massive love for the D's.
Yeah, we understand that, and we love hearing from our supporters because it does drive us.
Yeah.
And the fact that we can't play at the G in front of a full MCC, the other side of the oval doesn't tend to be full, but the MCC is definitely packed. We're missing that as well. So hopefully when COVID's all over, we can potentially...
Follow you back.
and get you to the game. We do have some trivia to finish. Jim.
Okay.
So there's five questions. If you get five right, you'll get a $100 voucher to the Sporting Globe. Obviously, you'll have to use that post COVID.
Yeah, that's right.
If you get four, if you get four right, you'll get 80. If you get three right, you'll get 60, and so on.
So on and so forth.
If you get zero right, you have to buy me and Angus dinner at the Sporting Globe.
I'm fine with me.
Yep, that's fine
he
with
might,
you.
He might tank it now and then zero.
All right, so first question. What city did Braden Pruce come from?
Geez, that's a tough
one. Is it Townsville?
Wow, one from one. One from one. I knew we had a good supporter here.
Yeah. He's going for it. He's going for the top. So question number two is, how many sets of brothers do we have at the Melbourne Football Club? And I need some names.
Sets of brothers.
They both play for the D's.
Yep, they're both playing.
I'm going to go with two sets of brothers.
Yep.
And the names?
That's correct. And I need names.
Tom and Oscar McDonald.
Yep.
And Josh and Corey Wagner.
Wow, he's two from two. All right. The guys at the Sporting Globe are here and they're worried. They are worried.
They're twitching in their seats. This one's a toughie though. So excluding the Wagners and the McDonalds, how many other players on the list have brothers in the AFL? Now you can take your time on this one. This one's a toughie. This one's
tough. One obviously just asked the question.
So Brayshaw's.
Yep.
And then... God.
How about we give... There's five. So I'm one of five.
Five?
Yeah, there's five.
Jeez, I probably should know this. This is pretty poor.
We'll give you...
Jonesy is one.
Jonesy, there we go. There's two. We'll give you a clue. One of them has a twin brother at Geelong.
Oh, Colin Jasny. Yeah.
One of them has a brother at Western Bulldogs.
Dunkley, Kyle's brother.
You're getting Josh. It now.
And one of them is a hippie who thinks that keep cuts are the way of the future.
Yeah, Ed Langdon.
Oh, I love that hippie. He knew it as soon as he said hippie.
Instantly.
Let's give him three from three.
All right,
fourth question. Which one of these players won a Rising Star nomination? Christian Salem, Harry Petty, James Strauss, Michael Evans, or Jordy Gisberts?
Jeez.
Salem, Petty, Strauss, Evans, Gisberts.
I'm going to go with Strauss.
It was Jordy Gisberts. He won two, actually.
Jordy Gisberts. Yeah.
And my last there question, this can go.
You're out on 80 clams. You're not sitting on 80 clams.
This is going to be hard to get this, but my last question, who is my current favourite player at the Demons?
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
So this could be anyone, really.
Could be anyone. He's currently playing in the team.
And it's not Max Gawn. I know that's what your head probably goes there first because that's the sort of way he rolls, but it's not. He hasn't picked himself.
Can I get a hint? What position does he play?
He's a forward with good hands.
So it's not Tom McDonald.
I'm going to go with the milkshake.
Oh, Bailey Fritz does like milkshakes, but it's not him.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, Bailey Fritz.
All right, you're three from five, but who cares? You're five from five. We'll give you a $100 Sporting Globe voucher.
You've been a good sport.
Thanks, you're a good man, and hopefully we'll see you at the G sometime soon.
That'd be great.
Good man, Jim.
All righty.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was James Plunkett, namesake for a staff member at our football club, which is...
Can't believe that.
Yeah, I didn't know there was two.
That's crazy. I thought we'd... Because, you know, it wouldn't make sense to me if we just pulled Jimmy Plunkett from the leading team side of the...
Correct.
And got him on a podcast.
He doesn't deserve $100.
He doesn't deserve it all. I wouldn't give him $100 if his life depended on it.
Okay, that's too far. No, I didn't mind it. Keep talking about Jimmy Plunkett's life.
Thanks, mate. No, you're right. It's your podcast. I don't want to step on your toes.
All right, so we've gone way over.
That's all right.
I will promise to condense this a bit more. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. We tried to go and tell you the mindsets of footballers while we're up here in the hub. We also got some good feedback from Deb about the way Angus speaks to her in terms of lying.
And Max unfollows people who care about him, but that's all right.
And Colin Garland. Hopefully we get some more past players that are all avid. Avid?
Yeah, avid's a word. That's okay. Keep going.
Avid Demon supporters. That's it. That's the Captain's Run, Season 1, Episode 1.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Gussie. Might see you in 3 weeks.
We'll see.